We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, Red Sox Xander Bogaerts.
What's up, guys?
Welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I mean, I come from Aruba. Now I'm in the cold. That's probably the only disadvantage I have right now.
You ready for that snow tomorrow?
I might need to stick around. It messed up a few flights. It did.
Yeah.
You got a shovel or anything back home?
No. I shovel dirt. I mean, I shovel dirt or sand, but
it's a little different. The snow can get really heavy, hurt your back. You don't want to touch that stuff. You don't want to deal with
that. I think I've seen one time you guys have some nice trucks that go with the machine and they throw it out. So,
hey, have you
get one of those for your place?
I'm trying to think. Are you the only guy? I mean, as far as like winning two World Series,
I think I'm probably the only one that has played this year, that played in the 13 team. Yeah.
So for you, it was all that this offseason. Yeah, I've already been a champion once. Even though it was a little bit different for you this year, right?
It was different. It was different. Both years are different. Both years were different. I mean, they were special in their own ways.
Yeah.
It was.
After you won it the first time, what was the appreciation like?
This time.
This time. Yeah. What was it like this time?
I mean, after we won 2014, we got waxed. I think we were probably one of the last in the division. After winning, I mean, you're like, you know, okay, one bad year. And then we made it to the playoffs, I think, in 16 and 17, and we got kicked out again in the first round both times. So you're like, you know, that thing does not come by pretty quick. Maybe you might make the playoffs pretty often, but winning is not guaranteed. And, I mean, this year I think we just had the right squad, the right leaders, the right coaching staff, and everything just worked as one, and it was – It seemed pretty easy. It seemed pretty easy, but it wasn't.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what was, I mean, you guys were a confident group from start to finish.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no doubt what you guys were going to be able to accomplish during the regular season.
Yeah.
But what was the difference going into October, I should say, given the previous 2 years, disappointing finishes,
I know.
That this was going to be different, and this is why? Could you feel why it was going to be different before it even happened?
I think because three strikes were out. You know, we had two strikes already. I mean, so we lost two times. So we had to put the ball in play.
And you're a good two-strike hitter, so you were ready to go.
So we put the ball in play, you know. No, I just think we added some good guys. J.D. Martinez, obviously, was one of the big guys we added. Halfway through the season, we added Steve Pierce. I mean, a lefty killer, and apparently he just started killing righties even more. I think he was one of the main reasons we had a great World Series, because he killed so many of the lefties. That's why he won MVP. I mean, he's a professional lefty killer, man. I've never seen anything like that.
In terms of your manager, Alex Cora, what was the most impressive thing, or the thing that impressed you the most with the way he ran this ball club?
The way people just seem to get attached to him. I mean, he makes you feel relaxed, obviously. I mean, I think that's his job to do, but he's like a manager, but he seems like a player, you know? It's a little weird. It's a little weird. I feel like you can talk to him about baseball. You can talk to him about personal stuff. You can talk to him about anything. I mean, and he has that comfortableness with him that draws people to him.
You know, I think a few weeks ago I was talking to him. Somebody asked him the question about, you know, which guy on last year's team were you most proud of as far as where they were, what you wanted them to be, what they could be? And he said you. And it did. So last year, to me, it's you were the protection behind JD. You took it. You drove in 100 defensively. You made the plays. It just seemed like it all just came together for you for 6 months, right? Not first half.
Yeah.
There were the injuries. Maybe that was it. I don't know. But what was it that maybe – reasons why he'd be proud of the way you become?
I think injuries has a little bit to do with it, because I got injured early April and I stayed out. I went on the DL and came back when I was healthy. Then I got hit. I didn't play for a couple games until I was right back. And he never seemed to force me, you know, like to play through anything. He's like, you know what? I think you should take some time off. I mean, and get right. Once you're right, we'll be ready because you're important to us and this and that. So I think he always seemed to have your back, man, and he always trusted each and every one of us. He knows so much about the game. He was a great player, especially utility wise. So he didn't play every day. So he sees a lot of stuff on the field. He's just smart, man. And we have Ron Renicki and the bench coach. I mean, we had a lot of smart people, man. We had a lot of smart people, and it was amazing. Tim Hyers coming in and giving us that extra information that we never used to get, I think helped elevate all of us, the levels from all of us. As I said, man, Alex Cora has a way, man. He just, a lot of positive energy from him.
So you obviously have always been, you still are, a very good two-strike hitter, right? Hitting the ball the other way, using the whole field. This past year, it seemed like you didn't worry about hitting with two strikes until you got there, right, if that makes sense. It wasn't like you were sitting there saying, hey, if I get the two strikes, I'll take some pitches, I can still be comfortable. You didn't worry about it until you got there. Because early in counts, it looked like you were willing, you were all in driving the baseball. It seemed like that was the mentality. Yeah. Was that a big difference for you this year?
I think driving the baseball was huge. The year before I got injured, so I couldn't drive. It would hurt, so I just needed to touch the ball and run. You know, it's a little weird to explain, but just hit the ball, run, and beat it out. You know, but last year you could have get more lift, and Tim and I worked on getting pretty much that 2016 swing, and it worked. I mean, I'm obviously thankful that he came in and he made everyone better. So the new coaching staff obviously was a huge help. But I don't think I'm afraid to hit with two strikes. You know, I mean, if you strike out, I mean, you come up the next time. But I think once you're afraid, you might be starting to chase early on in the counts and get you in bad spots. So, kind of knowing that you're at least all right with two strikes, I think that helps.
RBI opportunities, is that like a mental approach? I know there's people out there, the analytics say, you know, RBIs mean nothing. You know, but I still believe that there is a certain approach, there is a mentality. Some guys get it, some guys don't. And that's something for you this year, because it seemed like that sort of clicked, and was JD a part of that?
I think so. Base is loaded. I mean, you cannot going up there looking for three fastballs. I mean, come on, man. This is the big leagues. That's not how it's going to go. You know, sometimes you got to try to think ahead. Sometimes you got to guess. I mean, you can't go up there looking for three fastball, bro. It's not gonna work. You're gonna go right back to the dugout. Mm-hmm. So you just gotta be a little more smarter, a little bit more open on your approach.
What is it about this team? A lot of other ball clubs, other professional teams, they win a championship, and there's that natural letdown the following season. Is that even in this team's DNA? It doesn't seem to be, and a lot of that is because of Alex Cora.
I think we have the same team pretty much, so I don't see no reason why we can't go far again. Obviously, all the other teams are making a lot of good moves, and they're obviously getting better, but, I mean, we won 108 games. I mean, I don't see no issue why we should not be in a great position to win games again.
But how do you not rest on your laurels, on the fact, hey, we won 108 games last year.
Let's go win 109, you know. Let's go break that record.
That's the mentality.
You know, let's go win one more game than that. I mean, you don't want to go out there winning 89. I mean, I don't think that'll be a nice view, but we have the ability, we have the guys, we have the same leaders, the same coaching staff from last year, so I don't see no reason why we shouldn't.
You know, we always talk about that rivalry with the New York Yankees. And you know, when I was there, like, late 90s, it was like young cores versus young cores, and things kind of came to a head in the early 2000s. And I feel like right now it's like young core and young core.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it can get to a head. But when I say New York Yankees, you know, I mean, is there hatred there, or is it respect knowing that they're going to be there in the end with you?
Yeah. I don't think there's that much hatred. You don't see a lot of hit-by-pitches, I mean, throwing at each other's heads like back then. Ferretech,
Clemens,
Pedro.
Well, you
got to
have Machine Gun Joe Kelly drilling guys.
He's not here no more, you know. But we had a nice fight. We had a nice fight last year. I mean, you never know what can happen this year, but that was one of the little encounters we had with them in a long time. But I think you gotta give them props, man. They're always there with us, you know. It's not like we're going to run away with the division. Nah. I remember we had a two-game lead on them, and they coming in for a four-game stretch, and we swept them I don't know if you remember. We won the three
early
games,
August.
And then the error by Andujar, and Benny came out with a walk-off hit. And I mean, that kind of separated us from them, but they made the wild card. We ended up playing with them again. So you can never not look at them because they're a good team, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.